Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Technology User Group at the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled as we talk about games this month, in particular iOS games or Apple games or iPhone games, whatever you want to call them. That's what we're going to be talking about, and I'm going to do three, and Brittany will do three. Of course, mine are a whole lot more easier than Brittany's because I'm not much of a gamer, so they need to be easy for me in order for me to understand them. Terrible, I know. But this month we are pre-recording. As you know, when you're doing demos, horrible things can go wrong. So to give you the best experience possible, I am pre-recording this so that the games will go flawlessly. If I run into huge errors or problems, I will definitely let you know what the problem is, just so that you can circumvent those if you get the game yourself. Now, before I go on any further, I just want to let you know that you can listen to the Technology User Group recordings anytime you want using your favorite personal assistant by asking to play the Maryland State Library Agency podcast. So Technology User Group is one of those podcasts, and there's a guest hour podcast that Ashley has, and there may be a few other odds and ends that pop up there. So you can ask Siri or the A-Lady or even Google to play those particular podcast, or you can just subscribe to the Maryland State Library Agency podcast by using your favorite podcast catcher. Or if you have a Victor Reader stream, just do a search for Maryland State Library and it should pop up. And then that way you have access to past recordings as well, so there might be something in the past that you will find enjoyable. Now, I'm trying to do three games in 20 minutes, and I know that is the goal, so maybe I should just stop rambling and talk about the first game. This is a paid game, costs 99 cents. It's called Giggle Pops. G-I-G-G-L-E space P-O-P-S. Now these games are found on Applevis, and you'll find that games are the most popular category on Applevis, and that is applevis.com, applevis.com. Last check, which I checked just a few minutes ago, there were 517 games reviewed on Applevis. Doesn't mean there's 517 accessible games. It just means there's 517 games reviewed on Applevis. So Giggle Pops is a paid game. It costs 99 cents. It's geared toward young children, as you can imagine. That's why I'm able to do it. So the app description, it says, tap, squish, and pop musical bubbles. Every pop plays a cheerful note. A gentle, delightful, musical toy made for the tiniest of hands. Giggle Pops. Musical bubbles for babies and toddlers. Every bubble wants to be popped. Giggle Pops is a gentle musical toy designed for the youngest explorers. Babies, toddlers, and anyone who loves a satisfying pop. Tap a bubble and it plays a cheerful musical note. Squish it slowly, and it squirms and giggles. Let it float, and it will blink, yawn, and take on a life of its own. There are no levels, no scores, no timers, and no wrong moves, just bubbles, music, and wonder. Music from the first tap. Every pop plays a note from a pentatonic scale, so that the sounds always fit together beautifully. No clashing, no distortions. Babies can bash away freely, and it always sounds like music. Reach a pop milestone, and the whole scene celebrates with a musical flourish. Bubbles with personality. These bubbles are alive. Leave them alone long enough, and they will yawn, blink slowly, and gaze around and zoom. Nudge one, or its neighbors will wobble in sympathy. Pop every bubble quickly, and they form a shimmering constellation across the screen. Some bubbles are shy. They drift toward the corner and peek out nervously. Some get a little grumpy if they are jostled too often, but a gentle hold will soothe them. Bubbles that float near each other long enough become friends, and when together bubbles touch, their colors blend in a soft, glowing burst. So again, this game is 99 cents. I'm just going to pull it up. Now, from a non-visual perspective, I mean, the game does work.
7:35 a.m.
Launch Giggle Pops.
Lavender bubble, denote, button.
Now, pink like
bubble,
a,
lilac bubble, coral bubble.
I have
lemon
the
bubble,
game already
bubble,
in progress.
Multiplication X, caregiver.
So,
multiplication, caregiver options. Peach bubble, a note. Button.
I can hit.
Peach bubble.
Okay, I play.
Peach bubble, a note, button. Peach bubble, a note, button.
But I will turn off the voiceover.
Speech off.
By doing a three finger double tap, sorry. And you can hear the clicks. That's where you can pop. I'm not good at squishing. So all I can really do is make these musical notes. There are some options here. Let me turn voiceover back on.
Speech on. Care pink bubble. Caregiver options.
Caregiver options.
Pink bubble. See blue bubble. Caregiver options.
Sometimes.
Caregiver options. Lavender bubble. Mint bubble. Multiple caregiver. Today. Starlight hush. Caregiver. Pink bubble, see note, lilac, coral, but lemon, but mint bubble,
doesn't
caregiver,
always
lavender, mint
get
bubble,
me
multiple,
back.
Caregiver today, notes in this best pop session, 20 menu.
There we go. Go through the menu.
Caregiver options, button. 32 cozy notes played. Play, button. Giggle Pops, a music toy for babies and toddlers. Welcome, Cloud. Cloud, Giggle Pops, a music play.
Right, 32 so let's go back over here.
Options, button.
Caregiver options.
Family progress, one play day in a row, 32 notes across three sessions. Best
you
pop
have
session, 24 notes.
Family.
Button. Speak color names, off. Says the color allowed when a bubble pops. Double tap to toggle. Button.
So we can turn this on.
Speak color names. On. Says the color allowed when a bubble pops. Double tap to toggle.
I'm going to try that.
Instrument. Music box.
Changes we can change the instrument.
Double
the music
tap to
box.
What instrument? Glockenspiel. Changes instrument. Celesta. Changes the gentle note. Instrument. Music box.
All right.
Changes gentle mode. Off. Softer motion.
Yeah.
Fewer gentle mode. On. Softer motion. Fewer bubbles. Quieter surprises. Double tap to toggle. High contrast mode. Off. Increases separation for easier seeing. Double tap to toggle. Button.
From a low vision perspective, you probably want this high contrast to be on.
High contrast mode. High contrast mode. Family progress. Speak call instrument. Gentle mode. High contrast. Haptic feedback. On. Adds gentle taps when bubbles respond. Double tap to toggle. Button.
And the haptic feedback is on. Although I didn't really notice much vibration
background music.
There.
On. Keeps the soft background music playing. Double tap to toggle. Button. Background music. Off. Keeps
turn
the soft background
off.
Music playing. Double tap to family progress. Speak color names. On. Instrument. Gentle mode. High con. Haptic. Background music. Back to menu. Replay caregiver tip. Settings. Eighth note.
All
setting.
Right.
Replay caregiver. Back to menu. Button.
Back.
Caregiver options. Button. 32 cozy notes. Play. Button. Play. Giggle pops. Blue bubble. Welcome back. 32 gentle note. Blue bubble. G note. Button. Blue bubble. G note. Peach bubble. A note. Peach bubble. A note. Blue bubble. G note. Blue bubble. G note. Pink bubble, C note, pink bubble, C note.
Now if I turn voiceover back
bubble,
off.
D note, speech off.
So obviously, you can see.
Speech on.
That Giggle Pops is very much geared towards young children. And it's relatively easy, simple, and you can just kind of take your time popping the bubbles, you don't have to worry about timers going off or the device shutting down or doing any of those types of things. So if you have a child and you want them to experience colors and just being able to have a little fun and get them, just introduce them to an iDevice, I guess this is one of your options. So let's talk about something that might be a little bit more fun. And this, of course, is the Pixel Bowling. Pixel spelled P-I-X-E-L. The app description. Well, first of all, I should let you know that I believe Pixel Bowling is $1.99. So it says, step up to the lane. Pixel Bowling is a retro-style bowling game with simple swipe controls, satisfying pin physics, and a whole lot to keep you coming back. Aim your shot, set your power, swipe in the direction you want the ball to go. I can tell you straight up, does not work. Anyway, every roll feels different. Every spare feels earned. Career mode takes you from small town leagues to the national stage across 15 tournaments and 5 locations. Win matches, climb the ranks, and unlock new balls along the way. Daily bowling gives you one game per day. Track your streak, chase your best, and see how you stack up on the Game Center leaderboard. Quick play is always there when you just want to bowl. Earn achievements, complete weekly challenges, and build your ball collection as you go. Track your stats, strikes, spares, averages, and everything in between. So that gives you some idea about Pixel Bowling. I will say that I find it very interesting. Let's open it up. Launch Pixel Bowling.
Rocket, fill, enjoying. Rocket, fill, image. Game mode, on. Access game overlay and control center. Game mode, on. Access game overlay and enjoying. Pixel Bowling. Signed in as, Proud Lizard. Signed in as, letterboards. Number, letterboards. Maybe later, button.
Yeah, I'm not going to rate it.
Quick play, standard 10 frames, button.
So we have quick play.
Quick play, quick play, leaderboard, button, V1.0. Image, roll image, quick play. Daily bowl, one game per day, button. World tour, beginner journey, button. Trophies, 0/25 collected, button. Stats, button. Badges, 4/30, button. Weekly, 0/3, world tour.
Anyway, here's an idea.
Quick play, standard 10 frames, button.
Let's do a quick play, because that's not going to cost anything.
Quick play, standard 10 frames, frame 1, ball 1, double tap to set position, left. Center.
Now you hear right. It, how flipping between center, left. Right, left.
Center.
So when it gets to the center, right. That's what you're kind of shooting
center.
For.
Left. Center. Bowling lane position locked. Center. Double
so we're
tap
in
to
the center.
Or two finger double tap to reset
and
position.
Now we have power levels. Hear that?
Bowling lane. Power set to 87%. Double tap to bowl, or two finger double tap to reset position.
So I'm gonna double tap, I'm gonna bowl here.
Bowling lane. Strike, frame total, 10, game score, 0, pending bonus.
I know, that's pretty easy, right?
Frame 2, ball 1, double
it
tap
to set position.
It can get
tricky.
Left,
so
center,
let's try this again.
Right. Center, left, center, bowling lane, position locked, center, double tap to set power, or two finger double tap to reset position.
And the power level.
Bowling lane. Oops. Bowling lane. Power set to 58%. Double tap to bowl, or two finger double tap to reset position.
So I could try to get a better power level and all that kind of stuff, because this is just a... This is not a tournament kind of thing. Now, obviously, your options in the tournament are a lot more complicated. So let me just go ahead and bowl.
Bowling lane. 9 pins knocked down, 1 remaining, 1 pin standing. Right, 10. Frame total, 9. Game score, 0.
So pin 10 is the remaining.
Frame 2, ball 2.
So if I want to try to get a spare here, then I need to be on the right side of the lane.
Center. Left. Center. Right. Bowling lane position locked, right. Double tap to set power, or 2 finger double tap to reset position. Bowling lane, power set to 74%. Double tap to bowl,
and
or
2
finger double tap to reset position.
And I got the spare, yay.
One score, 20, game score, 20, pending bonus.
So I'm going to stop.
Frame 3, ball 1, double tap to set position. Screen cardinal center.
What I like about this particular game, the Pixel Bowling, is a couple of things. One is, I can lock my phone and shuts right off, but when I turn it back on and go back to Pixel Bowling, it picks right up where I left off, which is kind of cool. I don't have to restart the game all over again. So it's one of those things where you can just play it if you have a moment or two and pick right back up again. So I enjoy it, I think, as games go. I'm kind of one of those, if I have a few moments to spend, I'm more apt to read than I am to play a game. But Pixel Bowling definitely surprised me, and I enjoy it. And the course, like I said, when you get into league competition and that kind of thing, it's a little bit more challenging as far as being able to position yourself and to set the power levels and all that kind of stuff. But definitely enjoy Pixel Bowling. One of the games that I'm actually most likely to play in my spare time, if I have spare time, is cribbage, which is not taught a lot anymore, but it was a card game that I learned from my dad, and so I do tend to play that a good bit. But as you go through the AppleViz games, you'll see that there are a bunch of games that called accessible something or other. So I'm going to talk about accessible solitaire. Now, solitaire, I don't enjoy it quite as much as I used to when I had vision. I don't know why that is. But there's just something about seeing the black and red alternating cards that is somewhat visually stimulating versus hearing. So I will tell you that I haven't played solitaire in years until I saw the accessible solitaire. So let's talk about accessible solitaire, at least as far as what the app says about it. The solitaire app has been designed to provide a fun experience for all players. For players who are blind or partially sighted, the iOS voiceover screen reader announces details of the playing cards as you move through the game, and the app includes several in-app features to help make the contents of the cards easier to see. Incidentally, the solitaire game is free. Doesn't cost you anything. Using speech at the game together with the iOS voice access features, or using a Switch device together with the iOS Switch accessibility features, means all playing cards can be moved around the game using either speech or a switch. A short video showing the accessible solitaire games being played on an iPad mini with voiceover, voice control, and the switch control is at, and then it gives the web address, which is at YouTube, and I'm not going to read through all that. Just do a YouTube search for accessible solitaire, and I'm sure it will come up. First, in the Klondike solitaire game, a card is moved using the voice over screen reader. After the move is complete, VoiceOver announces available moves in the game. Then VoiceOver is turned off. Voice control is turned on, and a card is moved using voice input. Then voice control is turned off. Switch control is turned on, and a card is moved using an Xbox adaptive controller. And I believe this is in the video. So, giving you a detail on how to play the game using these various methods. There are different types of solitaire that you can play, which one is kind of the standard one card. The three card is for advanced players. This is version 3.1. That's the latest version of solitaire. And let's just take a quick look at it and see what's going on here.
7:51 a.m.
Open accessible solitaire. There goes Pixel Bowling. Bye, Pixel Bowling.
Six face down, one of one, jack of diamonds, ten of clubs.
And I think it still has club, my old six, game eight, on
five
here.
Face, king of two face down, jack of clubs, three of four of five of two face clubs, three of one face, jack of spades, hearts, diamonds, ace of open card, available moves, nine of spades, eight of spades, two of clubs. Next card, game state, menu, button.
Go to menu.
Accessible solitaire V4.11, button. Restart game, button.
So you have a restart.
Klondike solitaire, button. Grandfather's clock solitaire, button. Royal Parade solitaire, button. Pyramid solitaire, button.
Yeah, I see all these names and it's like, I didn't even know there were different ways.
Tri-peak solitaire, button. Spider solitaire, button. Baker's dozen solitaire, button. Accessible solitaire help, button. Settings, button. Your device, button. Close menu, button. Your device, settings, button.
So let's see what we have under settings.
Settings, menu, button. General gameplay, heading. Number of cards turned up, Klondike only, heading. How many cards would you like to be turned up when the next card button is clicked? Number of cards turned up, Klondike only, 1, button, text card turn up count. Empty dealt card pile, Klondike only, heading. Any card can be moved to an empty dealt card pile. If you'd prefer that only kings can be moved to the empty card pile, select this option.
See, that's the way I was taught, that the kings are the cards that go down first. But right now, the game is set so that the aces are the ones that are set down first. So I will quickly explain solitaire just a little bit. So when you're playing solitaire, the goal is that you can move these cards around as long as you have a red card that's sitting on a black card. For example, you would have a king of clubs and a queen of diamonds, followed by a jack of clubs or a jack of spades, followed by a 10 of hearts or diamonds. And so forth and so on until you get it all the way down to 2. Any aces that would pop up, the way the game is set right now, those are the ones you move over to the club, spade, diamond, and hearts pile. So once you have the aces up there, so it's always nice to get an ace up right away because you can move that card off the stack, and then you can turn that next card over and hopefully be able to move it along the way. So the goal is to get all the hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades together, and that's, so solitaire is a great way to get your deck of cards in order. And so I was always taught that the kings go up there first, not the aces, and then the next card that would be laid on there would be queens, so that would be what you would be looking for. So the whole time that you're setting up these piles of cards with the red and black alternating is your search for queens. Or in this case, the way the game is set up by default, you're looking for aces. And if you find all the aces, then you're looking for all the twos. Or, well, you don't have to be all of them. Just if you have like clubs and you have an ace of club and two of clubs and a three of clubs, you can just go ahead and lay them over in that separate area. So, anyway.
Only kings to empty card piles. empty bell card pile. Quantico only kings to empty card pile. Only kings to empty card piles.
I'm gonna select that.
Empty bell card. Auto complete game. Klondike only. Heading. When all bell cards have been turned face up, automatically complete the game. This setting only applies to the Klondike game, and only when either the remaining cards are set to be turned up one at a time, or turned up three at a time, and there are no more remaining cards to be dealt out. Auto complete game. Auto complete game. Switch button. Off. Same suit rule. Royal Parade only. Heading. By default, when playing Royal Parade in this app, the suit of cards does not affect whether
I'm not gonna
card.
Go
same
through all
rule.
These.
Auto complete. Auto complete game. Close. Button.
Right here.
Menu. Button. Game state. Button. Next card. Game state. Menu. Menu.
Now let's go ahead and reset this game.
Settings.
Though.
Your device. Book close menu. Book close menu. Your device. Settings. Accessible. Baker's dozen salt. Spiders. Tripeat. Pyramids. Royal Bird. Grand Klondike. Restart game. Button.
Yeah.
Restart game alert. Accessible. Solid air. Are you sure you want to restart the game? No. Button. Yes. Button. Two face down. One of the game has restarted. Two face. Six face down. One of one. Jack of hearts, seven of, jack of hearts, six face down, nine of diamonds, six, five face down, queen of hearts, five, four face down, four of diamonds, three face down, jack of diamonds, three of, two face, four of spades, one face, three of diamonds, spades, hearts pile, but diamonds pile, but clubs pile, but open cards, button.
So you can see this game in particular is going to be challenging because there's lots of red cards and hardly any black cards, so this is going to be one of those games that you're hoping that the deck will have some black cards
available
in it.
No card. Next card. Game state. Button. Menu. Button. Menu. Game state. Button. Next card. Button. No card. Next card. Game state. Button.
So.
Next card. Button.
If I hit next card.
Next six of spades on top.
There's a six of spades.
Six of spades. Button.
So let me see if there's any red sevens over here.
Available move. Open cards. Clubs pile. Diamonds. Hearts. Spades. Three of diamond. One face down. Four of spades. Two face. Jack of diamond. Three. Four of diamond. Four. Queen of hearts. Five. Nine of diamonds. Six. Jack of hearts. Six face down. Jack of hearts. Jack of hearts. Seven
and
of
you
seven.
You see there are no sevens.
Six face. Nine of diamond. Five face down. Queen of hearts. Four face down. Four of diamond. Three face down. Jack of diamonds. Two face. Four of spades. One face, three of diamonds, one spades, hearts pile, button, diamond, clubs, open card, available, six of spades, next card, button.
So I'm going to go to the next card.
And two of clubs on top.
There's a two of clubs. I believe we have a three over here, so I'm just going to double tap this.
Nine of hearts on top, six of spades, two of clubs, nine of hearts, available moves, open cards, clubs pile, diamonds, hearts, spades pile, three of diamonds, one of one, three of diamonds, selected, one of one. Spades, hearts, pot, diamond, clubs, open, available moves, nine of hearts, two of clubs, button. This card is not at the top of the upturned card pile, and cannot be selected.
Well, that's...
Nine of diamonds, six of six. Five face, queen of hearts, five face down, one of one, queen of hearts, four face down, four of diamond, three face down, jack of diamond, two face down, four of, one face, three of diamond, spades pile, hearts pile, diamonds, clubs pile, open cards, button. Available moves, button, nine of hearts, button.
I can't do nothing with this nine of hearts.
Two of clubs, nine of hearts, button, nine of hearts selected. Available move, open cards, button, clubs pile, button, open cards, clubs, diamonds, hearts, pop, spades, three of dia, one face, four of spades, one face down, one face, no move. These three of spades, pop, hearts, pop, diamonds, clubs, pop, open, available moves.
So anyway, you get the idea. You double tap on the card that you want to move, and then you double tap on the stack where you want to put it. You go to the next card, and hopefully... Eventually, you get to the point where you are being able to alternate the black cards and the red cards and getting down to the cards that you can actually move to those four club piles. So I hope that doesn't confuse you. And apparently, there's all kinds of variations on the game of solitaire. Again, let me remind you, for those of you who are coming in late, that the... AppleVis website has reviewed over 517 games, paid and free versions. So if you are a gamer or you're looking for something to do, because there's all kinds of different games out there, whether it's card games, dice games, role-playing games, adventure games, they're all there. So check them out, and we will see what Brittany has to share. So as I mentioned earlier, this is a two-person show. So Brittany is going to introduce three other games to you all. And so it's going to run a little long, so I hope you all will take the time to listen to these three games and be entertained and learn a lot about how they're played, because Brittany goes into great detail. So enjoy. And unfortunately, we won't have time for Q&A, but we will catch you back in July when we talk about the Kindle app and the Kindle skill. So I hope you'll join me on July 11th for that presentation. But in the meantime, here's Brittany.
When we last covered iOS games, we covered them in general, both new and old. Well, this time we're going to do something different. We're going to cover game titles from iOS that have come out fairly recently. So first, let's get started on a game called Alarium. Now, Alarium is an online trading card game where basically you have battles between cards to see which one will defeat the other. But there's a twist. Instead of going off the regular attacks, defenses, and so on that a card has, you can boost the power and attack that a card has by using something called ether. And basically, you can set how much ether you want to bet on a card and see if it'll still be able to outrank whatever card your opponent has set on the table. So cards can go either way. Cards that look like big timers could get outranked with somebody who spends a whole lot of ether on a smaller card with lower amounts of attack and defense and so on. And the same can be said where a little card can win against a big card, vice versa. So let's begin. I have the app already opened, and I am going to log in to my account.
Sign in with Google, button. Sign in with Apple, button. Alert, Ilarion.
Come on.
Selected, Brittany Met. Sign in with passcode, button. Continue speech off.
Alright.
Speech on.
Alright, come on.
No leading slash trailing underscore and no underscore underscore.
Okay.
Choose your username. This is how other players will see you. Player, text field. Insertion point at end. Delete. R. E. Y. A. L. Cap P. Shift. Cap, cap M. Cap M. S. M. Delete. Cap M. Shift. Cap M. Cap M. A. D. S. S. C. Numbers. Shift. Cap, cap N.
I should have used the Bluetooth keyboard, shouldn't I?
Cap N tilde. N acute.
No, I don't want that.
Delete. N acute. B. B. N. B. B. R. R. U. I. I. T. 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 Delete. T. T. I. 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 T. 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 Shift. Cap N. Cap B. Cap B. R. R. A. A. R. T. 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 T.
And let's make sure that I typed it in properly.
Text field is editing. Brit Brad. Character mode. Continue. Button.
Okay, looks good to me, so let's get on with it.
Continue. Dim. Example card. Kate Morris.
Okay, so let's see what's...
Welcome to Alarium. Let's learn the basics.
And here we have a tutorial. Welcome to Alarium. Let's learn the basics.
Flame. Pop. Example card. Kate Morris. 6. Your card's base strength. Multiplied by. Either to calculate attack. Continue to next step. Button. Continue to next step. When you win a round, your opponent loses this much life. 3. Example card, K3. Continue to next step. Continue to next. Each card has a unique ability, plus a faction bonus when you have 2 plus cards from the same faction in hand. Continue to next step. Button. Continue to next step. Example card, Kate Morris.
Okay, factions, it's basically the same thing. Okay, so let's say Pokemon cards, where different Pokemon and from the shows and from the games and from the cards, let's stick to cards since this is a trading card game. Some cards are rock Pokemon, some cards were electric Pokemon, some cards were water Pokemon. And basically, just like you might get boosts if you fight a different Pokemon with a certain Pokemon, like a rock with water, which is basically, or a rock or electric one with water, there can be different buffs and debuffs depending on who's doing what and who has what. It's kind of the same thing, it's called factions in this game, but it's basically the same concept of weaker monsters being immune to this and weak to that. It's basically a similar concept. Let's continue the tutorial.
Continue to next step. Continue to next times. Your card's power is multiplied by your either to determine who wins. Attack formula. Heading. Power. 6. Times. Left parent. 1 plus either 2. Right parent. Slide to change either spend. Either spend. Resolve. 18 attack. Either spend. 2. Adjustable. 3. Resolve. 24 attack. Continue to next step. Button. Continue to next step. Got it. Button. Abilities trigger automatically. No extra cost. Win. Plus 1 life. Ability example. Heading. Let's see how an ability works in action. Nocturne faction. Imit. Kate Morris. Ability. Image. Win. Plus 1 life. If you win the round. Before. After. Life. Image. 10. Ability. Imit. Plus 1. Life. Imit. 11. Your life. Your life. Abilities trigger automatically. No extra cost. Got it. Button. Got
it. Okay.
Continue to next step. Button. The most decisive victory. Reduce your opponent's life to 0. Win conditions. Heading. Knockout. Reduce your opponent's life to 0 before the match ends. You. 6 red heart. Continue to next step. Button. Continue to next step. Most life wins. After 4 rounds, the player with more life wins.
Okay, so basically 2 things can happen. You can either kill your opponent. For those who are sensitive to that word, excuse my language. Unalive your opponent. Or you can have more life by them when both of y'all are out of cards, which you basically have 4 cards and your opponent has 4 cards. When everyone's out of cards and the thing is over, if you have more life than them, then obviously you're gonna win whether or not anybody's unalived or not. So let's keep going.
Continue to next step. Continue to next step. If life totals are equal after 4 rounds, it's a draw. Both players walk away.
Okay, so, like, you know, games like 24, but that, Lord, not 24, 21 Blackjack and all of them, if you lose, just like if you win, you get 21 or anything closer to 21 more than they do without busting. But if y'all both get the same score, it's a draw, same here. If you both have the same amount of life by the time the game is over and all your cards are gone, that's a draw. Nobody gets anything. Nobody wins. Nobody loses.
Got it. Button. Got it. Tutorial. Welcome to battle. You drew 4 cards from your deck. Reduce your opponent's life to 0 to win. Button.
Okay, that so we have gone from a tutorial that explains the game mechanics to a tutorial where we can try out our skills that we just learned in the explanation. So we can look at our cards.
Available. Kate Morris. Nocturne Faction. Power 6. Damage 3. Red Tutorial. Welcome to battle. You drew. Available. Sable Quinn. Nocturne Faction. Power 5. Available. Kate Morris. Nocturne Faction. Available. Steel Sentinel MK3. Ironheart Faction. Power 4. Available. Heliot Forge Titan. Ironheart Faction. Power 4. Damage 4. Rank plus
okay.
4. Ability.
So we have two factions. We have what was the other one called?
Available. Kate Morris. Nocturne Faction. Power 6.
We have Nocturne and we have Ironheart.
Available. Kate Morris. Nocturne Faction. Power 6. Damage 3. Rank cost 4. Ability. Win. Plus 1 life. Tutorial. Welcome to battle. You drew. Available. Sable Quinn. Nocturne Faction. Power 5. Damage 2. Rank cost 2. Available. Kate Morris. Nocturne Faction. Power 6. Damage 3. Rank cost. Available. Kate Morris. Nocturne Faction. Power 6. Damage 3. Rank cost 4. Ability. Win. Plus 1 life. Faction bonus active. Plus 2 damage. Sprint Rat. 12 life. 12 ether. Active turn. Available. Save. Available. Kate Morris. Nocturne Faction. Power 6. Damage 3. Rank cost 4. Ability. Win. Plus 1 life. Faction bonus active. Available. Kate Morris. Cap A. Tutorial. Welcome to battle. You drew 4 cards from your deck. Reduce your opponent's life to 0 to win. Button. Action. Tutorial. Life point. Continue. Activate. Continue.
Come on.
Tutorial. Your cards. Each card has power, damage, and sometimes an ability. Available. Kate Morris. Tutorial. Your cards. Each card has power, damage, and sometimes an ability. Button. Actions of continue. Activate. Default. Tutorial. Tutorial. Opponent's cards. You can see their cards too. Plan your moves wisely. Button.
Okay, so basically, you can see your cards as well as theirs and basically try to sit there and think this through and say, hey, let's, if they use a certain card, or let's plan around knowing that they have such and such a card left, and let's try to spend our ether to the best of our ability to win this thing.
Tutorial. Opponent's cards. You can see their tutorial. Priority. One player commits first each round. The other sees their card before choosing. Priority starts with the highest total rank cost, then alternates. Tutorial. Pick a card. Tap any card to select it for battle. Button. Tutorial. Pick a card. Tap it. Show tutorial hint. Button. Bullet 60s. Your turn. Available. Cade Morris. Nocturne faction. Power 6. Damage 3. Rank. Available. Cade Morris. Nocturne either to spend. 0 of 12 either. Attack mulch. 1 of 12 either. Up to 2 of 12. 3 of 12. 4 of 12 either. Attack mulch. Selected. Play card. Button. Selected. Play card.
Okay, so I won that round, and basically they kind of duked it out and saw, you know, did like a combination of rock, paper, scissors, and all the other powers that be, considering either power and damage, etc., etc.
Available. Sable Quinn. Nocturne faction. Power 5. Damage 2. Rank cost 2. Ability. Win. Minus 1 either. Faction bonus active. Plus 2 damage. Available. Steel Sentinel. Available. Sable. Available. Sable Quinn. Nocturne faction. Power 5. Damage 2. Rank cost 2. Tutorial. Faction bonuses. Having 2 plus cards from the same faction activates a clan bonus. Your Nocturne Duo grants plus 2 damage. Button. Actions available. Tutorial.
Okay, so as the tutorial just said, because I had 2 Nocturne factions, any card I play out of that series is going to have a bonus. So now, instead of the one card I had that has 2 damage, now I have 4.
Tutorial, round 2. Use cards are grayed out. Pick another card. Button. Tutorial, round 2. Use cards are available. Sable Quinn, Nocturne faction. Power 5. Damage 2. Rank cost 2. Ability. Win. Minus 1 available. Sable Quinn, Nocturne. Either to spend. 0 of 8, 1 of 8, 2 of 8 either. Attack multiplier. 3 times. Eat selected. Play card. Button. Selected. Play card. Opponent 1 round. Round 2. Round 3. Your turn to select a card. Either next 4. Win. Either next 2. Loss. Already played.
Ooh, I lost that one, but that's okay. We'll see. And we'll plan.
Available. Test one out. Your turn. Tutorial. Round 3. Save some either for the final round. Button. App tutorial, round 3, save some show tutorial hint, button. Available, Tesmord out, Veil Walker's faction, power 5, damage 2, rank available, Jack's Armory, Veil Walker's faction, power 5, damage 2, rank cost 3, ability, win, either x2, loss, either x3, win, already played, Nira, Willborn faction, power 5, damage 3, rank cost 3, ability, win, plus available, Jack's Armory, Veil Walker's faction, power 5, damage 2, rank cost 3, ability, win, available, Steel Sentinel MK3, Iron Herd faction, power 4, damage 3, rank cost, available, Helium Forge Titan, Iron Herd faction, power 4, damage 4, rank cost 4, available, Helium Forge Titan, selected, play card, button.
I think I'm gonna save some for when I have to play at the end, so I'm going to skip using either.
Round 4. Round 3. Your turn to select a card.
Okay.
Tutorial. Final round. Last card. Last chance. Make it count. Button.
Okay.
Gadget tutorial. Final round. Lap show tutorial hint. Button.
In the music, home and shawarma.
Selected. Opponent selected. Jack's Armory. Field Walker's faction. Power 5.
Well, that's what they sounded like to me in my head.
Jack's Armory, Veil Walker's faction, power 5, damage 2, rank, Jack's Armory, Veil Walker's faction.
Oh, come on. I accidentally clicked my opponent's card instead of one of mine.
Flip to card back, button.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to exit.
Send a mode, button.
Crying out loud.
Jack's Armory, Veil Walker's faction, power 5, Jack's Armory, Veil Walker's faction, power 5, damage 2.
We are having a bit of technical difficulty. Okay, I'm back. And so let's continue. This is our final round.
Available. Steals.
Let's see how much ether we have left.
Available. Steel Sentinel and right arrow 9.
Hush.
Ether to spend. 0 of 6 ether. Attack multiplier. 1 times.
Ooh.
Adjust 1 of 6, 2 of 6, 3 of 6 ether. 4 of 6, 5 of 6, 6 of 6 ether. Selected. Play card. Button.
Let's try this.
Selected. Play card. You won round 4. Round 4 of match ended.
Let's see.
Here's what you learned. Heading. Selected. Learned. Card stats. Power. Damage. Selected. Learned. Ether and attack formula. Selected. Learned. Card abilities. Selected. Learned. Faction bonuses. Selected. Learned. Damage boost. Selected. Learned. Win conditions. Ready for more. Button. Open how to play. Button. Ready for more. Illyrian. Store. Button.
Okay, so we are out of the tutorial, and now we get to play freely. So there are a few things that we can do with these things in mind.
Notification. Dismiss.
No, we're not doing that right now.
Player avatar. Level 1.
So, let's start by exploring some of the basic controls of the game.
Play ranked match, button. Balanced starter deck, button. Play ranked match, button.
Okay, we can play.
3-0 RP, button.
Hush.
Play ranked match, button.
We can play a ranked match.
3-0 game mode, ranked, button.
Or there's a button under that that's a little smaller than that one where we can change our game mode.
Illyrian, select mode. VS bot, button. Selected, ranked, but VS bot, friend, button.
So we can do three things. We can change the mode to three things. We can do the computer, or like I said, as they call them, bots. Or we can play a ranked match, which is basically somebody who's closer to our skill and our level. Or we can play with somebody that's our friend that we know who plays here.
Selected, rank, button, VS bot, button.
For now, I'm going to choose the bot match.
Play VS bot match, button. Play, button. Play VS bot match, button. Play VS bot match.
And I clicked on the button that is above the mode switch.
12 life, 12 either.
Well, don't know what you, it's not technically a switch or a toggle. I think you would call it the mode menu button, I guess. The point is you can change how you play the game or who you play it with.
Available. Heliot Forge Titan. Iron Herd Faction. Power 4. Damage 4. Available. Cade Morris. Nocturne Faction. Pop. Available. Nira. Wheelborn Faction. Available. Ravager of Briar Row. Wheelborn Faction. Power 4. Damage 6. Rank cost 4. No ability.
So,
Available. Nira. Wheelborn Faction. Power 5. Damage 3. Rank cost 3. Ability. Win. Plus 2 life. Faction bonus active. Plus 2 power.
So we have two cards that are from the same faction, and we have two cards that are completely different from each other. So let's pick one of these cards.
Available. Nira. Available. Nira. Wheelborn Faction. Right arrow 7. Either to spend. 0 of 1 of 12, 2 of 10, 3 of 12 either. Attack multiplier. 4 top. Selected. Play card. Button. Selected. Selected. Play card. Selected. Play card. Opponent is Brick Rat. 12 life. 12 either. Brick Rat. 12 life. Available. Healy. Available. Cade Morris. Not selected. Nira. Wheelborn Faction. Power 5. Damage 3. Rank cost 3. Ability. Win. Plus 2 life. Selected. Nira. Available. Ravager of Briar Row. Wheelborn Faction. Round 2. Opponent selected.
And now these two cards are about to duke it out.
Ether. In it. You won round 2. Available. Round 2.
Ooh, I won.
Select a card. Ravager of Briar Row, Wheelborn Faction, Power 4, Damage 6, Available, Ravager of Briar Row.
Well, again, this looks like a powerful card with 5, like it said, like 6 power points and 4 damage, wait, no, 4 power points and 6 damage points, but you never know, because again, somebody could sit there and tip the scale on you with how much ether that they use on their card. So again, it's never really, oh, my card is bigger than you, it's gonna cream you, it's gonna get you, we're gonna win this thing. No, it's not one of them. It's whatever you got, whatever ether you got, you better spend it wisely if you want to win this thing.
Ether to spend. 0 of 9 ether. Attack multiplier. 1 times. Adjustable. 1 of 9 ether. 2 of 9 ether. 3 of 9 ether. Attack selected.
I know I'm taking too long. I'm just doing this tutorial game. Give me a break. Okay, we're
doing three. Oh.
Ooh.
Either X3, win. Already available. Cade Morris, Nocturne Faction, Power 6. Either X3, loss. Already played. Ravager of Briar Row, available. Cade Morris, available. Cade Morris, Nocturne Faction, either infusion. 6. Either to spend. 0 of 6 either. 1 of 6, 2 of 6, 3 of 6, 4 of 6 either. Attack multiplier. 5 times. 3 of 6 either, 2 of 6 either, selected, play card, opponent is Brick Rat, 11 life, 6 either.
Well, I still got some life points, so maybe this won't turn Maybe this won't turn on me.
Round 4. Opponent selected Thornstalker. Power 3. Damage 4. Your turn to select a card. Opponent 1 round 4. Your Kate Morris with 18 attack versus opponent's Thornstalker with 20 attack. Round either bot. Your turn to select a card. Either bot. 11 life. 1 either. Brick Rat. 7 life. 3 either. Active turn.
Okay. So we're down to 7.
Either X3, loss, already played. Rap, either X3, win, already played. Nira, Willborn faction, either X2, loss, already available. Heliot Forge Titan, Iron Heart faction, power 4, damage 4, rank cost 4, ability, available. Heliot Forge Titan, either to spend, 0 or 3.
Both my power and my damage are at 4, so let's see what we can do.
1 of 3 either, a 2 of 3, 3 of 3, 3 of 3 either. Attack selected, play card, button.
Let's see what happens.
You won round 4, defeat. Match ended.
Okay, I lost. I either died or my other person had more than me, which in this case was the computer. I think it was a computer. Yes, it was the computer.
Default avatar 1, image. Nira, Willborn faction, power 5, damage 3, rank cost page 2 of 4, 18. Page 3 of page 4 of 4.
Now we're going to scroll to the bottom and hit continue.
Back to menu, button.
Not back to menu, not continue, back to menu, hold on.
Back to menu, store, button.
Okay, so there are different things besides playing matches that you can do. There are things where you can get daily challenges and rewards. So let's find that button again. Why are you not talking, voiceover?
Get mail button.
Okay, get mail.
Messages. Tokens are here. New consumable items are now available in the store. Use aura rerolls, particle rerolls, filter rerolls, and mastery boosts to customize your card variants. Here is one of each to get you started. Use them wisely. Button. Season rank number 69. Congratulations. You finished number 69 in the rank leaderboard. Your rewards. 500 shards. 50 ether. Button. Cap S. Messages. Heading. Back button.
So basically, it'll tell you where you can do, if different things are coming up, like promotions, or sometimes if you win something, you might get it by mail, things like that.
Season rank number 69. Congrats, trash, button, 2 mo ago. Tokens are here, new consumable items are now available in this 2 mo ago, trash, button.
Mm-hmm.
Season rank number 69, button.
Mm-hmm.
Tokens are here, new consumable items, tokens are here. New consumable item, 4 token, S, claim rewards, button. Claim rewards, dimmed. 4 token, S. New tokens are here, new consumable items are now available in the store. 4 token, S, claim rewards, dimmed, button. New consumable items are now available in the store. Use aura rerolls, particle rerolls, 4 token, S, trash, button, 3 mo ago. Trash, button, trash. Congratulations, you finished number 69 in the rank lead, season rank number 69, button. Congratulations, you finished number 69 in the rank. Congratulations, you finished season rank number 69. Season rank number 69. Congratulations, season rank number 69.
Yep, sometimes it'll just tell you, hey, congratulations, you did this and you did that, blah, blah, blah.
Back button. Store, button, brick rat. Get mail, button. Either shards, 11.
Either shards, those are currency. Basically, you can get different cards and codex and things like that.
Either, 0. Spin the wheel, button. Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel for 150 shards. Prizes include 250 shards, 500 shards, 1,000 shards, 10 ether, 25 ether, 50 ether, ether cash, 1 shard, dimmed, button.
You can get different rewards when you spin the fortune wheel.
Spin the wheel for 150 shards. Prizes include 200 balanced starter deck, button. Home. In. Illyrian. Active. Pick Idle Icha. Illyrian. Rocket fill. Image. Sprit Brad. Get mail. Either shards. 11. Either. 0. Spin the wheel. Button. Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel for 150 shards. Spin the wheel for 150 shards. Prizes include 250 shards. Close. Button. Close.
You can either spin the wheel for free.
4 of 4 bars.
You can either spin the wheel for free or you can spin the wheel for a certain amount of shards, which since I already did it today, I have to wait another time for me to spin it and claim daily rewards and things.
The T-Box, 3 of 3 Wi-Fi bar, image. Balanced starter deck, button.
Now, when you play a game, you can choose the deck that you're going to play it with, and you can sort your cards that you have into decks.
Play VSBot map, game mode, VSBot, game mode, VSBot, button, play, button.
We're not doing that.
Cards, button.
So let's go to the cards tab and see what we have.
Store, button. This is where all your cards live. Browse your collection, build decks, and customize your cards with variants and effects. Skip. Button. Next. Button. Next. Tap a deck at the top to edit it, or create a new one. Each deck has 8 cards, 4 are randomly drawn at match start. Skip. Next. Button. Next. Play with your cards to unlock visual effects. Tap any card to see what effects are available. Skip. Got it. But Anvil Guard. Got it. Button. Got it.
So basically you
Atlas
can...
Fleshbound Faction.
So as well as adding cards to your deck for you to play in the game, you can basically sit and fool around if you can't find anything else to do and you don't really want to play any games on Alarium. You can sit around and basically click different things on your card to make animations and stuff happen.
Selected. Balanced starter. Button. New. Button. Anvil Guard. Ironheart Faction. Power 5. Ironheart. View lore. Button. Create deck with this card. Button. Create deck with this card. Button. 1/105. Close. Image. Close. Image. Atlas Chimera. Fleshbound Faction. Power 4. Damage 4. Rank cost 4. But Atlas Chimera. Fleshbound. Create deck with this card. View lore. Button. View lore. But create deck with this card. But view lore. Default card. Fleshbound. Atlas Chimera. Forward. Button. Back. Button. Forward. Button. Forward. View lore. Button. Bonnerack. Fleshbound Faction. Power 4. Damage 4. Close. But Fleshbound. View lore. Button. Create deck with this card. Button. Create deck. Edit. Image. HDR. Image. Layers. Next. Button. Skip. Button. Build your perfect deck. Select 8 cards. You'll draw 4 randomly at match start.
Each deck can only have 8 cards. So, you have to sit down and say, hey, what do I want my deck to have? What do I want my deck not to have? It's basically all the kind of stuff you would do in any other trading card game.
Skip. Button. Skip. Not deck must contain. Deck must contain.
Hush up. We're not doing that right now. It's just a sample.
45% battery power.
Alright, now let's...
Wheelborn Faction.
Hush.
Cards. Button. Play. Button. Market. Button. Play. Cards. Store. Button.
Now, some games, they like to have, like, a regular store, which is basically your single player buying and selling, and a market, which is basically when members, players on the game, like actual players and not NPCs, buy and sell things, and basically for the prices that they want to sell them at.
Welcome to the official cosmetic store. Purchase exclusive card variants, effects, and more. Skip. Button. Next. Button. Skip. Button. Next. Button. Next. Every cosmetic has a limited number of editions. Once they're sold out, they're gone forever. Your edition number is permanently tied to your item. Next. Button. Next. When you purchase a cosmetic, you mint it, creating your unique edition. Lower edition numbers are rarer. Got it. Button. Got it. No items today. Daily items. Weekly. Button. Daily items. But consumables. But featured. Limited cosmetics will never be available to purchase on the store again. Sparkle. Image. Weekly store coming soon. Sparkle. Image. Daily items. Clock. Image. Daily refresh in. 0 hours. Shopping bag. No items today. Check back later for new items.
So there are no new cosmetics today. Let's check out the market.
Play. Market. But season. Button. Market. But store. Button. Welcome to the player marketplace. Buy and sell cosmetics with other players using shards. Try adjusting your filters or check back later. Refresh. Button.
Yep, I knew it.
Skip. Button. Next. Button. Next. Tap the plus button to list your cosmetics for sale. Set your price and wait for buyers. Try adjust. Refresh. Button. Try adjusting your filters or check back. Refresh. Skip. But next. Button. Next. Use filters to search for specific items. You might find rare low edition variants from other collectors. Got it. Button. Got it. Try adjusting your filters or check back later.
So, like I said before, you can usually find in these kinds of like RPG, TCG games where you can have both a single player store and a multiplayer marketplace where people can sit there and sell stuff. Like I said, actual players rather than something that the game decides or the game developer decides that's going to be in the store.
Play button. Market button. Season button. Store button.
Now let's check out what the season tab does, because I haven't really visited that part yet.
Progress through the season pass by playing matches and completing challenges. Unlock exclusive rewards. Next. Button. Got it. Everyone earns free rewards. Upgrade to premium to unlock even more exclusive cosmetics. Got it. Button. Got it. Zero. Ready. Salt and Velvet. Clock. Image. 20 days left. 2/3000x. Flag checkered. 2/3000xp. Flag checkered. It's zero. Give. Zero. Trophy fill. Image. Either shards. Image. Either shards. Image. Play. Button.
Now let's go back to the play tab.
Sprint wrap. Get mail. Button. Either shards. 11. Either. Zero. Spin the wheel. Button. Daily rewards and challenges. Button. Selene Bay, Silver Tongue Faction, Power 4, Damage 3, Rank Cost 3, Ability, Stop Op Bonus, Faction Bonus Active, Minus 2 Op Power, Min 1, Silver Tongue, Selene Bay is Balanced Starter Deck, Button, Play VSVOD Match, Button, Game Mode, Game Mode, VSVOD, New Story, The Guest List, A Heart of Gala becomes a census of who still has leverage after the Black Ledger, Read Story, Button.
And you can also read fan fiction type stories on here based on the game. So That's basically what that is it's an opportunity to play trading card games without actually owning them, and it's basically a way for people to get on and maybe play with their friends and play with the computer if they don't have anybody to play with and they're not quite ready to be able to play with other people. That's where they can do their different practices and whatnot. So that's Ilarium, and I will see you back for the next game. The next game, well, not exactly a game, but you'll see in a minute. The next title that we are going to look at is called Mud Basher. Now, for those of you that don't know, Mud Basher, like I said, it's not necessarily a game, but it is a client that you can use to play a certain kind of game called a MUD or a multi-user dungeon. So basically, multiple people can play this at the same time, whether all over the world or if you have a local connection, so on so forth, blah blah blah. The point is that multiple people can get on the same MUD, can get on the same MUD world and play together, whatever the title or the topic of the MUD is, or whatever the story is. It's basically kind of like playing different kinds of Dungeons and Dragons. So let's begin. I have it open, and we are going to tap the button that says
Add World.
Let's pick. First, we're going to pick a slot to add a world in.
Empty slot button. Empty slot button. Empty slot. Tap the grid icon to add a world connection. Empty slot button. Empty slot. Close button.
And then we're going to be presented with a couple with a list of popular worlds.
Nanvi.org, 8bitmush, R12, Argma.org, Korthaus, Agia, Agia.com, 23, button. Adventures Unlimited, Feral, Ancient Anguish, Ancient.Anguish.Arctic, Mud, Discworld, First Gate, Blisternia, Mirantha, Mud.Mint, Neighbor, 175, Petria, Game.Pit, Star Wars Mod, Swat.org, Sick, Valhalla, Windland, Windmud.Red-Games.
And it has been a very, very long time since I've played a MUD, so bear with me. I know what they are, and I've played a few, but it's just been a while, as I've said.
Settings button.
Alrighty. So now we're in the MUD.
Star Wars MUD. Connection status. Connected. Button. World drawer. Button. Stop circle fill. Button. Circle hexagon grid. Image. Sword. Image. S-MUD has been up for 15D22H37M. Space.
Now, like I said before, this is basically kind of like a cross between an MMORPG in the fact that you play with multiple people, and an interactive fiction game in which you sit down instead of hitting a button for this, a button for that, or a tap for this, and a swipe for that, etc., etc. You type in the different things that you want to do in the game. So Basically, you can type north, south, east, west, up, down, in, out, etc. Whatever the story allows and accommodates.
11 space. Space.
So let's see what we have.
Access on port 7777. Telnet access on port 6666. Space. S1 has been up for 15D22H37M.
Now this is one that I do not have an account on, so.
Space. Please tell us your name. Stash command. Button. Previous command. Dim. Next command. Enter command. Text field is editing.
I'm gonna go here where it says, what is my name?
Keyboard hidden. Happy. R I T T A N Y. Please do not choose a name from one of the movies or books relating to Star Wars. We would like to reserve these names to allow us to create a more enjoyable universe here at S1Mod. If you do choose a reserved name, we will ask you to change it. And the only way to change a name is to restart your character. Four periods. Is Brittany definitely the name you want? Y or N?
And says, is Brittany the name you want? Press Y or N.
Why?
And it says, don't use any character names from the Star Wars series, which is understandable, because they need those character names to build the world, which, again, there's lots of things. Nobody wants to have two Darth Vaders running around, some dude named Darth Vader and some guy in the game. Well, actually, not some guy in the game, but the actual Darth Vader, played by, in some cases, the phenomenal James Earl Jones, R.I.P., by the way, as well as The Lion King, which is one of my favorites. But anyway,
please enter a password for your character.
Okay, so now I have to enter.
Disconnected from Star Wars mod.
Oh my goodness, I just got disconnected. Just running my mouth.
Here, please enter a password for your character. Stash command. Button. Previous command. Next command. Enter command. Enter command. Autofill. Speech off.
Alright, and you notice I'm sitting using a Bluetooth keyboard, which kind of makes mud easier if you're going to play them on a mobile device.
Send command, dim. Send command, dim.
Ooh yeah, because I got disconnected. How do I?
It asks you to change it, and the only way to change character, space, is Brittany Devitt, space. Please enter a pass, stash command, previous command, but next command, dim, button, text field, is editing, next command, previous command, button, previous command. Is Brittany, please enter a password for your character. Send command, dim, button. Send command, dim. Is Brittany definitely the name you want? Why?
Hold on.
Settings, button. Done with settings, button. Custom manage worlds, button. Theme selection, button. Manage worlds, customization. Manage themes, controls and input settings. Auto correct typing. Local command, text to speech using voiceover. Text to speech using voiceover. Cue voiceover announcements. Switch button, off. Move control position, right, left, button. One of three. Settings, heading. Done with settings, button. Settings. Alarm automation. Button. Star Wars mod. Connection status. Disconnected. Button. Connection stats. Heading. Up time. 4 meters for last activity. One. Last activity. Last activity. Disconnected. Star Wars mod. Disconnect. Network slash. Image. Done. Button. Connection stats. Heading. Connection stats. Done. Button. Star Wars mod. Connection stats. World drawer. Button. Play. Button. World drawer. But play. Button. A long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away. Why? S1 has been up for 15D22H42M. S1 has been up for space. Please tell us your name. Stash command. Insertion point at start of line Y. Insertion point at end.
Okay. So it was supposed to be world drawer that I clicked on.
R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. Please do not choose a name from Y. Please enter a password for your character. I-A-N-Y-O-U-R-A-A-A-T-E-R.
And this, and then I enter password.
Please enter your password. I-N-N-Y-O-U-R-A-A-T-A-E-R. Please choose a gender, male, female, or non-binary. F. Sorry, you have to be male, female, or non-binary. F-E-N-A-L-E. S1 requires a valid email address. This information is kept confidential, only for admin access. Email address, format, user at S-O-L-O-N-A-U-S-E-R-F-G-N-A-L-C-O-N. Please enter your name in real life. Publicly viewable, not required.
Okay. And I'm going to remute my screen because I don't want my name on here.
Speech off.
I will be right back. Okay, and now we're back, and my character has been created successfully.
WMUD, space. First, let's select a character style that you would like your first time playing. It is space. The following builds are available. Simply choose a character build. Space. 1. The Gunslinger. Rodian Mercenary slash Scythe 2. Ace Pilot. Sluizy Pilot slash Slicer. 3. Force Sensitive Tulip Scientist slash Smuggler. 4. Train Killer. Nori Assassin slash 5. Custom character. 2. You choose to be an Ace Pilot. Advancing Pilot to level 1 costs you 1,000 experience. You gain 13 maximum kill points. You gain the following skills. Shuttle Piloting. Piloting. Riding. Riding underscore animals. Ship repair. Ship underscore repair. Vehicle repair. Repair. Vehicle weapons. Blast. Ship weapons. Target. Ship weapons. Fire. Scan. Scan. Advancing Slicer to level 1 costs you 1,000 experience. You gain 5 maximum hit points. You gain the following skills. Slice. Vehicle repair. Repair. Vehicle weapons. Blast. Ship weapons. Target. Ship weapons. Scan. Scan. Advancing Slice. You gain 5 maximum hit points. You gain the following skills. Slice. Droid. Droid probe. You join the Britney is now safe. You must pick an initial alignment. Once you pick an expenditure of experience. Enter. 1. Rebel. 2. Neutral. 3. Imperial. You feel capable again. You are now neutral. Britney is now. You feel a mixture of anxiety and excitement as you prepare to step into this new world of learning and exploration. Space. The only obvious exit is north. Space.
Okay, so now we're moving.
You walk up the stairs into the foyer of the academy. Welcome to the world of color. You find yourself in the strangest room you have ever seen. Certainly, it must be a holographic environment. You seem to be standing right in the middle of a crystal and sphere. Skills necessary to make the most of your experience here. Greater than you feel capable. Lesson. You walk up the stairs into the foyer. Space. Welcome to one is permitted to tell you how. You find yourself in the strangest room you have ever seen. You will be a holographic environment. Crystal and sphere. Light shining through the crystals is casting RINBOW. Color. Less than panic ANSI greater than. -3PO says, please. Less than panic ANSI greater than. Space. There are no obvious exits. Space. Greater than Asian ring hologram of connect. Space. Connect skills necessary to make the most of your experience. Space. Lesson.
Okay, so we're not going to really spend a whole lot of time on playing Star Wars, which isn't even really my thing anyway.
Send.
Go away.
-3PO says, P.
We're not doing this right.
Settings. Button.
Go away.
Automation. But Star Wars connection status. World drawer. Button. World drawer. Space. Crystalline sphere. Light shine. Crystalline sphere. Color beams up. Space. You will see if you have color enabled. Space. Space. -3PO says. Space. -3PO says. Required tasks will appear between send. It's greater than.
Oh, what did I do?
Keyboard hidden. Send.
1 second. So, let's take another look at the interface, starting with the world menu. You can add worlds.
Mud worlds list. Mud world select work. Mud worlds list. Add 8-bit mush to 8-bit mush. 8-bit dot. Add R12 to connections. But R12. Add Agia to connection. Agia. Agia. Add adventures unlimited. Adventures unlimited. Add Discworld to connections. Button. Discworld. Discworld dot startable dot netport. Add world. Button.
And as well as the worlds that are available, we can also add a world manually if we know the URL and the port number.
Add world button.
So we're gonna hit the gear shape icon, which is not labeled, but it's basically your standard edit button. And then after the edit button is turned on, we're going to hit the add button, which is in the top right corner of the list of MUDs.
Cancel button. World name. Name. Text field.
World name.
World information. Heading.
And you can basically give it any name you want to.
Name. Text field. Server host name or IP address. Host name. Text field.
And your server name or its IP address.
Port number 23, text field.
Port number.
Auto connect, switch button, off.
And other settings such as whether to auto connect.
Connection mode, heading. Selected, direct, button.
Connection modes.
Proxy. Character encoding, heading. Encoding, auto. UDF-8 with fallback, button.
Character encodings.
Test encoding, button.
Testing.
Auto tries UDF-8 first, then terminal. Mud basher, cancel, button. Incoming call, current trend.
There are other settings in the world adding wizard, like enabling or disabling MSP, which stands for World Sound Protocol. So if somebody makes worlds with sound in mind or with sound built in, you don't have to have anything extra for that. You can just turn that setting on and it'll automatically play with other background music and sound effects are available. And then there's things like your different advanced settings and whatnot. Anyway, it's a really neat app. I like the fact that it's accessible. I like the fact that if I were into mud, I wouldn't be restricted to a computer. And obviously, because it is on the iOS system and iOS has a screen reader built in, that it's automatically going to be accessible with VoiceOver. And it even has settings for VoiceOver accessibility in the settings menu, and I'll show you. Since I didn't really have any worlds to add manually anyway, because I, like I said, haven't played in a while and don't really know any.
Select world, back button.
Come on.
Close button. Settings. Automation. Button. Settings. Button. Done with settings. Button.
So these are our Mud Basher settings.
Customization settings. Manage worlds. Button. Theme selection. Button. Controls and input settings. Controls. Head. Autocorrect typing. Switch button. Off. Local command echo. Switch button. On. Text to speech using voiceover.
And these are our voiceover settings.
Text to speech using voiceover. Cue voiceover announcements. Switch button. Off. Move control position. Right. Cue voiceover announcement. Text to speech using voiceover. Cue voiceover announcements. Switch button. Off. Move control position. Right. Left. Button. One of. Off. Button. Two of three. Selected. Right. Button. Show control commands. Switch button. Control haptic feedback. Switch button. On. Configure radio control. Button. Advanced settings. Button. Keyboard shortcut settings. Keyboard current world switch shortcut. Control. Current world switch shortcut. Control.
And that's basically...
Done with settings. Button.
That's basically Mud Basher. It's a neat little client for people who want to be able to play Mud on the go and don't necessarily want to lug a laptop around to do so. I will see you in the next segment. Last but not least on our list, we have a title called Gladia 2, or Runeval, as it was referred to on the AppleVis website. Now, Gladia is another one of those MMO RPG, like fantastic monster fighting, equipment management, fighting regular battles, fighting bosses and dungeons, so on and so forth, upgrading your skills and attributes to make yourself more powerful. It's another one of those.
Gladia 2.
So let's start up the app. I have it on my home screen. I'm going to use Explore Touch to open it.
Gladia 2, go to arena. Kana, plus zero.
So,
go to arena.
We have a few things. I'm on the top.
Go to arena.
And just a forewarning, there are some accessibility flaws where there are certain areas that are not labeled, so there's that.
Go to arena. Go to arena.
There is, like I said, there's a menu up top where you can go to the arena.
Reach LVL2. 12 slot news and updates. Inbox. Settings. 1005. 12/12. News and updates. 12/12. Go to adventure.
Or you can go on an adventure.
Go to arena.
So let's try having an adventure first. Let's see.
Attack.
It can be kind of tricky navigating.
Dark forest.
It's not completely inaccessible, but it is enough where it's irritating.
Comma. Change location. Level 1 plus. 0/4 to blue wolf. Dimmed. LV. 1.
Okay, there's a blue wolf.
Attack.
And there's an attack button under him.
Attack. LB underscore PD.
And it appears that I won.
Hard cheese. Companion food. Plus one. Diamond. Lucky drop. Plus one. Comma. Chest drop.
And as always, in these types of explore, fight, not necessarily craft, you know, MMORPG, fantasy, blah, blah, blah games, there's equipment drops, different things like currency and equipment and hopeful items.
Continue.
Let's continue and see.
Continue. 0.7% higher chat level bonus. Adventure and dungeon points fully regenerated. Your hero just reached a new level. Level 2 reached.
Ooh, that quick. Okay.
Continue. Go to arena.
No, we're not doing that right now. We're doing an adventure.
Attack. Attack.
And there's a whole new animal for us.
Attack.
Well, not animal, but...
Attack. Attack.
Okay, why are you...
Dark forest. Comma. Change location. Level 1 plus.
I don't want to do
slash
that.
1/4 defeated. Blue wolf. Dip. Brown bear. Dip.
Okay, so there's a brown wolf. I mean, not brown wolf. Brown bear. And we're going to fight him.
Attack. Attack. LB underscore PD. /44/112.
Okay, why are we not
32
fighting?
17/112.
Oh.
0/112.
Okay.
L 118/187. 0/100, comma. View combat. Continue. Upgrade chest. 118/187. Brown bear. LB underscore PD. 69. 140. 12/20. Unpronounceable. Cap C. Great. Victory.
Oh, so I did win.
Notification. Dismiss.
It just didn't play sounds for some reason.
Weather, now, severe thunderstorm watch, more, dismiss.
Okay, thank you for that
Victory.
Weather tip.
Continue.
Moving on, let's see what else
Lady
we
two,
can
attack.
Fight. So, let's see
attack,
what this is.
Attack, attack, attack. Cost, one, right Perrin. Cost, one, right Perrin. Angry stray dog, dim, LV, three.
So there's a stray dog. I don't think we can attack him yet, because I don't think we're level... I don't think we're level 3 yet, so we're gonna...
Attack.
We're gonna keep fighting the brown bear.
Attack. LB underscore PD. Pages.
Okay, and once again, it's not making sounds, so it was making sounds the first time I fought an enemy, so...
Victory.
Okay, so I won again.
Comma, view combat. EXP. Gold. Plus 6. Plus 200 library pages found in combat. Plus 10. Comma, view read continue.
So I got gold, and I got EXP. And I got an equipment drop. Well, not an equipment drop, but an item drop. I got library pages.
Continue.
Whatever you use
attack.
Them for. So, Mr. Brown Bear, it's his turn again, since we don't have a level 3 to attack the brown bear. Not the brown bear. The stray dog.
Attack. Attack. LB underscore PD. View combat log. 0/138/ brown bear. LB underscore PD. 49 taken. Victory.
Okay, I
continue.
Won that fight.
Continue. Level. Adventure and dungeon points fully regenerated. Level bonus. 1% higher chance to continue.
Okay, so let's see what else we've got. And that's another thing. There's a tab bar. There's a tab bar along the bottom of the screen, but none of these tabs are labeled. That's another thing I don't like. Except the home tab.
Go to arena. 12/12. Go to arena. 12/12. News and updates. Button. Go to arena. 12/12. Go 12/12. 1:46. Go to arena. 12/12. 12/12. 1:39. Attack. New 12/12. 12/12. Go to arena. Go to arena. Spacey Magician, 1000, 0W, 4L, attack, LV, 1. DJO, 1000, 0W, 0L, attack, LV, 1. Your arena stats, 1000, 0, 0, 0, rating, wins, losses, streak. Spacey Magician, DJO, 1000, Vanilla Starfish, 1000, 2, Phantom 0V, 1000, 0W,
yeah, I don't think this is a good idea because we're not at a level to be fighting at the arena because the arena seems to be multiplayer. Rather than fighting against I don't know what you'd call it, fighting against the computer, I'd say for now.
Go to arena. Equipment shop. Helmets, bullet armor, bullet shields, bullet accessories. Ready.
Mm-hmm.
Bank. City. Town. Dungeon. Clash. Arena. Adventure. Arena. Clash. Dungeon.
Okay, so let's check out what's in the dungeon.
Dungeon. Attack, attack. Attack, dim, right arrow.
Okay, it'd help if I knew what I was attacking.
Dim, back, LV, 1. Orc warrior.
Okay, a level 1 orc warrior.
Attack. Attack. You.
Yeah, this is one of those games where dungeons... more than likely mean that they're going to be a different thing and a different setup, and they're probably going to be a lot stronger than the stuff that you're fighting when you're in regular adventure mode.
Victory.
Okay, I won that dungeon. I won against the Orc Warrior.
Continue. Attack. Orc Great Valley.
All right.
Attack. Dim. Back. LV. 4.
And that's level 4, so I don't think we are going to be doing that one. Let's go back and have an adventure.
Dungeon. Clash. Arena. Adventure. Attack. 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 LV_PD. Continue. Defeated.
Ooh, that is unfortunate. Well, I don't know if that would be called unfortunate, but that is a bit of a stumbling block. I lost against the stray dog.
Continue.
So what are we gonna do?
Go to arena. Astral Bomb. Epic. 55-4. Weapon. Upgrade items. Latest items. Weapon. Armor. Chests. Upgrade item, Astral Vow, Epic, 55-4, Weapon, Upsell 2720, Comma, Meld. Go to arena.
Well, we have multiple choices. We can continue fighting the bear, rather than trying to fight the stray dog, or we could find other things to do to level ourselves up.
Equipment shop, helmets, player shop, buy and sell with other players, LVL 20 required, dim. Equipment shop, weapon shop. Swords, bullet, bows, bullet, wands, bullet, staves. Ready. Comma, change shop. Willow wand, LVL4, AT, next refresh, ready. 11, go to arena. 11/12, 11/12, 1, 10, news and updates, button, inbox, button, settings, button, 3,940. 6, 400. Comma, change comma, refresh now. Next refresh, ready, willow wand, LVL4, ATK, 8, 11, quiver bow, LVL4, ATK, 10, 12, regal sword, LVL10, ATK, 15, 20, plus quiver bow, LVL4, ATK, willow wand, LVL4, ATK, 8, 11,
okay,
plus
so
1,
so some of this stuff I cannot wear.
Page 2 of 2. Silver sword, LVL1, ATK, 60, orchid sword, LVL2, regal sword, LVL10, 8, quiver bow, LVL4, 8, willow wand, LVL4, next refresh, ready, willow wand, LVL4, quiver bow, LVL4, quiver bow. Cancel. Comma, buy now. Comma, buy now, comma, buy now. Go to arena. Eleven, go to 11/12. Go to arena.
No, I don't want to go to arena. I want to go to my person.
11/12.
So I can equip what I just bought, but this is kind of difficult. With this is what I'm talking about with this app, because
attack.
There is so much stuff that is not labeled properly. So let's see what I can do here.
11/12. Go to dungeon. News and updates, inbox, settings, 3,206. Inbox, button. 11/12. Go to arena, go to arena. Go to arena, go to arena. Go to arena. Specie Magician, 1000, 0W, 4L.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Quiver bow, common, 55-4, weapon, archer, ATK, 8, 10, plus quiver bow, common, 50, upgrade items. Quiver bow, cell 195, comma, mel, dim, astral bow, epic, 55-4, weapon, cell 2007, hakana, mel, home, astral bow, epic, page 2 of 2, quiver bow, common, 55-4, weapon, quiver bow, weapon missed stats, weapon mismatch, minus 20% attack, archer weapon, stats, enchantments, gem. Attack, 10, 12. Comma, view all sword, equip. Equip. Regal sword, common, 55-1. Astral bow, epic, 55-4. Regal sword, common, 55-1. Weapon, warrior, ATK, 10, cell 968. Astral bow, epic, 55-4. Weapon, archer, ATK, 19, 30. Astral bow, epic.
Okay.
Home. 11/12, go to adventure. 11/12, go to dungeon. 11/12, go to arena. Attack. Attack. LV underscore PD. /251. 118/212. 115/107/251. 98/251. 77/212. Defeated.
Ooh, I lost again.
Continue.
And there's a lot of stuff that I could go into right now. There's the
Gladia 2. Active. App Store. Active. Gladia 2. Screen lock.
There's a lot of things I could say about this. I like these kinds of games where you can play online, either by yourself or with your friends or against other players. Those are some of my favorite games. Some of my favorite games involve those mechanics. And this would probably be one of them. Gladia 2 could be one of them if it wasn't so darn inaccessible. The problem is that there is so much stuff that is unlabeled, and there is so much missing information, just straight up random numbers coming out of nowhere, and you, I don't know, what do I have, 2,700 gold, 2,700 diamonds, I don't know, because it doesn't tell you what what certain things are. There's missing information that VoiceOver doesn't even, that either VoiceOver doesn't read or isn't there, period. Plus the fact that, like I said, so much stuff in Gladia or Runeval or whatever you want to call it, so much stuff is inaccessible that it makes it kind of wonky to navigate. But again, if this were to get cleaned up tomorrow and everything was labeled and everything was read by VoiceOver properly, including information and text that was not controls, then yeah, I would play this. Because it looks pretty neat and it looks like the kind of thing I'd like. But again, and I've been doing this for a while. I've been using iOS for quite a few years. I've been gaming on iOS for quite a few years. So I'm saying that if I'm having issues playing it and getting around trying to find things, then somebody who's new to iOS and new to gaming in general, and somebody hands them Gladiator, whatever you want to call it, too, they probably don't have a chance. So that's basically my take on that. Like I said, couple of apps, they both had their ups and downs. Like, what was the one that we did the other day? Runeval. Aetherfall, the trading card game, and the Mud Basher. The Mud Basher, there wasn't really much I can do with that because I'm kind of mud rusty. And the fact that Aetherfall, it's not the kind of card game where you either win or lose. Well, it's not the kind of card game where you just pick your powerful cards and be done with it, but you have to sit there and try to flim-flam your amount of ether around in hopes that your small card will beat the bigger card that your other person's got. I like both of those games, even though Aetherfall can kind of be nerve-wracking sometimes, trying to sit there and think it through, but that's kind of the strategy in it. Both of those, I've never really had any accessibility issues with them, if any. But out of all three of them, I think that Gladia 2 could use the most work. So those are the three games: Aetherfall, Mud Basher, and Gladia 2. And I hope you enjoyed this presentation. And I hope you enjoy, if you decide to play any of these games, I hope you enjoy playing them. That's all for now. I hope you enjoy your weekend.
Keeps rolling on, 19 years strong. reaching skies. So here's to all the leaders, the teachers and the friends, to the laughter in our meetings and the help that never ends. We celebrate the milestones and all that's still to come. For 19 years we've lit the way and we've only just begun. Reaching sky.